This is a recording from CSIS. To help us improve our content, please take our short survey located at csis.org/survey. You could win an iTunes gift certificate.
Well, again, let me reintroduce myself. I'm Larry DeNardis, and I'm chairman of the board of the Institute for New Democracies, working in partnership with CSIS. It's my pleasure to introduce our luncheon speaker, Ambassador Madena Yarbosinova, and we are quite fortunate to have her give some remarks at this time. She is currently ambassador at large for Kazakhstan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Previously, she served as a permanent representative of Kazakhstan to the UN and Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kazakhstan, in addition to a number of other posts that she has had in her distinguished career. It's my pleasure to present you now, Ambassador.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here, and I do regret that I missed the first session because of some meetings which were appointed earlier. But as I've understood, decision of the informal ministerial meeting to convene the OSCE summit in Astana this year has been supported also by those who participated at this meeting today. And so I'd like to express this our appreciation. And prior to Washington, I spent 2 days in Vienna. And I may say that it's really hot here in direct and indirect meaning of the word. And I actually could, it was very hard to talk to my colleagues in our mission because all of them are involved into numerous consultations with the participating states on the issues of the agenda and modalities of the upcoming summit. And there are really many questions. And but in parallel to these, they are to prepare their interim report to the government on the results of the first 6 months of the OSCE chairmanship. So to some extent, I'm going to inform you on the results, or maybe this will be a draft report to the government on the first months of our chairmanship. And I may say that today is the 204th day of our chairmanship, and we still have 163 days ahead. And they will be maybe equally difficult as the first, but maybe not, because of the importance of the events which we plan to take place by the end of the year. We started our preparation to our chairmanship long before the 1st January of this year, and we worked on the priorities and on the program of our chairmanship in close consultations with all participating states. And last year, nearly at the same time, we had the CSIS meeting here, and we had the opportunity of informing the participants of the meeting on the intentions of the Kazakhstan government, of the Minister of Foreign Affairs during the chairmanship. And I'm glad to say that we, during the first half of this year, we've managed to implement all our intentions planned for the first year. And we managed to during these 6 months, we managed to manifest equal, impartial, balanced attention to all three OC dimensions. And it has given the opportunity for our partners during the informal meeting in Almaty on the 16th and 17th of July to assess our chairmanship as quite effective, and Kazakhstan chairmanship as was really SSO as the effective political manager of the organization. And we, during all these months, we've been working in accordance with the 40 logo, which we voiced at the beginning of our chairmanship. Actually, it was done through the video address of our president on the 14th of January in Vienna. And so we try to work in accordance with 40 trust, tradition, transparency, and tolerance. And I just briefly speak about the about our work in the first two dimensions, and will mainly focus, as it was already announced by Margarita, on the human dimension, because I'm in particularly ambassador at large on human rights during our chairmanship. So the human dimension issues are on my responsibility of it, with our team and with the governmental institutions when we speak about the internal work, and of course we work in cooperation with all participating states through Vienna and with the ODIHR in Warsaw. I may say that our first very successful result was the timely adoption of the budget of the organization for the year 2010, and it was done for the first time in the last 5 years. We managed to do it prior to the beginning of our chairmanship, and we've been, as I've said, working on close cooperation not only with participating states, with the states who are partners with the OC, but also in very close cooperation with all regional organizations, as the all security issues, all three security issues, the achievements, the implementation and work aimed at the high goals cannot be done without the cooperation with all the regional organizations. And during all this period, we've been closely working on the further promotion and continuation of the work in the framework of Corfu process. And the interim report of the chairmanship on the Corfu process was discussed prior to the Almaty informal ministerial meeting and during the meeting in Almaty. And this actually the document is to be used as the basis for the discussions during the Astana summit. In the framework of the political security dimension, we continued discussions and we actually renewed the constructive dialogue on the solution of the situation with regard to the CFE treaty and the meeting which took place, the annual conference, OSCE conference, which took place on the 14th and 16th of June under the Kazakhstani chairmanship, has given some hopes that due to the reset in the U.S.-Russian relations during the 2010 year will manage to reach some progress on the issue of the new adapted treaty. Besides, we are working on the renewal of the Vienna 1999 document, and we hope that the refreshed, modernized Vienna document will be one of the agenda items discussed during the Astana upcoming Astana summit. And it was quite progressive that on the 26th of May in Vienna at the Forum on Cooperation in the Security Area, discussions are chaired by Hungary, the plan of actions on neutralization of threats upon the light armament was adopted. The CAO nominated the personal representative Ambassador Nurgaliyev on the issues of frozen protracted conflict, and has been very busy and active during these months, organizing numerous meetings in all the areas of frozen conflict, protracted and frozen conflicts, and during the Astana meeting, several meetings with participation of the heads of the foreign ministries of the involved countries took place. Of course, at the beginning of our chairmanship, we were frank saying that we are not so idealistic about the opportunities of solution of these conflicts during our chairmanship. But we promise that we'll do our best in maintaining the dialogue and preventing a new conflict or conflicts, or in preventing aggravation of the situation. And during this the first half of the year, we managed to reach these goals. I won't talk in particular on all these Nagorno-Karabakh or Georgia conflict. I just stop on saying that our ambassador Nurgaliyev spent more days in these areas than in Astana as well as in Geneva. You've heard about our intentions as far as the Afghanistan is concerned, and we circulated Chairman's perception paper on Afghanistan. As well as on the 17th of July, we also circulated food for thought paper from Bonn to Astana via Maastricht. And this paper shows our intentions with regard the second dimension, economic and environmental dimension. And we started activities in this area earlier than the 1st of January this year. Already last year, we had in Astana, we started the preparatory meetings, and it was on the 13th of October when the first part of the preparatory meeting took to the 18th OC forum took place in Astana. Then it was the meeting on the 1st of 2nd February in Vienna, and on the 15th of 16th March in Minsk, there was the second preparatory conference to the 18th forum, which final part took place on the 24th, 26th of May in Prague with the participation of high-level representatives, not from the only from the OSCE states, but with the participation of the Deputy Secretary General, High Representative of the High UN Representative on the least developed and landlocked countries, and to bring more input into the development of the activities in this second dimension. Kazakhstan established two posts of personal representatives of the chairmanship on transport. This is the this post was for this post was invited Ambassador Naudžius, now just from Lithuania, and on environmental issues to which your parliament deputy Stevenson was appointed. And we are expecting, we are preparing the conference, donor conference, on the issues of the Aral Sea. Meanwhile, in October, Deputy Stevenson is going to arrange special events on environmental problems in the European Parliament. And we paying attention to all these issues, we always keep in mind, as it was underlined several times today, that all the security issues are interlinked and indivisible. And with this, I'd like to now pass to the human dimension issues, to the third basket, which is very sensitive for Kazakhstan, because mainly to the problems and the situation with regard to human rights, the focus of the OC states was attracted prior to our chairmanship, and even during the last last year was a meeting, some of the non-governmental organizations expressed during side events expressed their concern about the future of the human dimension area, future of the third basket, forecasting the neglectance from the side of the chairmanship to the events and activities in this area, as well as they were afraid that there won't be any support to the activities of ODIHR. And the first half of our chairmanship a year have these months have shown the opposite. We try to work both within the country and outside as the chairmanship in the OC area. And also, although we plan to start our work in February or in March, but due to the fact that the adoption of the agenda of the events in the human dimension area took more than we foresaw. We had to start later than we planned, but because there was a need to reach the consensus, and we were open and transparent to all the proposals in the framework of the human dimension as far as the themes for all supplementary meetings, the annual seminar, or the issues which were proposed for the agenda of the WASA annual implementation meeting. But to reach the consensus on all this theme took rather a long time in Vienna. And you know that we had to arrange numerous consultations with our partners, both in the area and outside the area, to get the consensus and to finalize the theme. So the first supplementary meeting, instead of March, took place only in May, and then in May we had to arrange the seminar on the which is maybe called the annual seminar on the issues of law, supremacy of law, and nowadays, yesterday, the second supplementary meeting started its work in Vienna. The third is to be arranged in November. As you know, tolerance and non-discrimination is one of the priorities of our chairmanship. We convened the high-level conference on the issues of tolerance and non-discrimination on the 29th and 30th of June in Astana. But from the very beginning of our chairmanship, we appointed three personal representatives on the issues of tolerance and non-discrimination. Mr. Baker, the personal representative on the issues of anti-Semitism, Mr. Munro on the phobia against Christian, and Mr. Khmetov on the phobia against Muslims. And all three of them were actively involved into the preparation of this high-level conference on tolerance and non-discrimination. And besides, they cooperatively had arranged several visits and reported to the OC Permanent Council on their activities and got a positive assessment of what they've started during the first months of our chairmanship. We also appointed several personal representatives on the issues of elections, and we had to do so because of the tensions between the ODIHR and the parliamentary assembly. So we have not just personal representative of the CEO on elections, but also personal representatives on interaction between the parliamentary assembly and ODIHR. And it proved to be necessary and important during the first elections, where ODIHR had the assessment meetings, as well as during the monitoring of the referendum in Kyrgyzstan. At the beginning of June in Copenhagen, just to recall the 20th anniversary of the Copenhagen Conference and paying due attention to Copenhagen commitments, we, in support with, in collaboration with the Danish government and in support with by ODIHR, we convened the conference on fundamental freedoms and human rights. And the discussions which took place during the 2 days of the conference showed how important this meeting was, because not the commitments and the OC standards in 20 years in many countries read in another way, and so the as a result of this conference, the perception paper was prepared of how to work further on the implementation of the Copenhagen documents, and I hope that it will be also discussed during the summit days by the participants. We demonstrated our openness and tolerance in establishing the dialogue with non-governmental organizations, as both in the framework of the, those events which I mentioned already, and both in Kazakhstan, to discuss these vital human dimension issues. Besides, we, on the initiative of our non-governmental organization, Charter for Human Rights, this is the Kazakhstani Foundation, which was supported by Freedom House, we, under the Minister of Foreign Affairs, established the consultative advisory body on the human dimension areas, and we had already two meetings. To these council, we invited not only representatives of the non-governmental organizations from Kazakhstan, but also from other countries, as well as individual experts from different countries, mainly former ambassadors to the OC. And the third part of the this council is represented by the governmental officials, Kazakhstani governmental officials from those ministries and bodies which are involved into the realization of the and observance of the human rights in Kazakhstan. Besides, as you know, last year in September, our president signed the National Action Plan on Human Rights, and so we follow the implementation of this Human Rights Action Plan together with the Commission on Human Rights. And besides, there was established a working group in Kazakhstan, because during coincided that during these first 5 months of our chairmanship, we had to pass through the universal periodic review in the human rights UN Human Rights Council, and during the first sitting of the working group in February this year, the UN participating states voiced at about 128 recommendations, of which we identified 26 as the recommendations which need proper discussion and analysis in the country. So on these 26 recommendations, we, the official governmental delegation, reported on the 9th of June in Geneva, and among those recommendations were the recommendation on the issues of the freedom of mass media, on decriminalization of libel and defamation, and in connection with this, in June, we placed our plans on realization of these recommendations to the annual report of the Human Rights Commission under the President, and our recommendations were as the report was signed by our president in June and sent for the government for the implementation. So I hope that there'll be some legislative changes. But according to the National Action Plan, the changes should take place in the coming 2 years. But maybe we'll reconsider the schedule of these legislative events, because in accordance with the annual, this year's address of our president, in general, the government was tasked with the necessity to decriminalize the legislation and to improve the situation in the concerned area. So we need to work, continue this work, as I've said, not only outside the country as the OC chairman, but also quite active process is being taken place in Kazakhstan. I haven't touched Kyrgyzstan because it was actively discussed, but as far
be,
as...
It will be discussed on the
And it will be discussed. Okay.
So
She's going to remain here.
Yeah, yes. Till the end of the day.
Yes. All right. Thank you so very much, Ambassador. We're on schedule.
May I just mention one
please.
More fact? Being a woman, I've just forgotten that gender issue is one of the priorities of our chairmanship. And in addition to those personal representatives whom I mentioned already, just recently our minister offered an invitation to Wendy Patton to become his personal representative on gender issues during the last month of our chairmanship. So I hope that we'll manage to enhance the work of the participating states on the implementation of the OC plan of actions on gender promotion.
Well, indeed, thank you. We'll now make a quick transition to the third and final panel. So would the panelists please come forward. Thank you again.
Thanks for listening. For more, please visit csis.org.